This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, and I'm sitting in Leanne Hansen's office. Now, all this month, we've been talking to you about how the current economic shifts and shutters have affected your life. So while I'm sitting at Leanne's desk, I'm going to hop on her computer and check out the Weekend Edition blog, Weekend Soapbox. That's where so many of you have shared your stories. That includes a small business owner who had to reduce her employees' hours because it's been, she writes, deadly calm in the store recently. We're going to talk to her in just a moment. But here are some of the comments. Let me go through here. From one listener named Anita Pope, she says, "My family and I have been dealing with the crunch for some time now. It hit us hard early this summer when gas prices went up and my grocery bill doubled. For a family of six, that was a huge hit." And here's a comment from another listener who says, quote, "The state of the economy hit home with me on October 3rd
when I was suddenly called into an office and told that my job had been eliminated."
This is James Melton of Detroit, Michigan.
"Luckily, my wife still has a good job with health insurance, but the loss of my larger salary will hurt a lot. Being out in the job market now is scary. I don't know if I can find a job close to home. If I have to move out of state to find work, it could be a long time before the rest of the family could join me in my new location."
And now to that small business owner. Listener Nancy Wallace of Lawrenceville, Georgia, wrote to us because she's concerned about the retail shop she co-owns called Grassroots Girls. The store has offered landscape and design services since it opened 7 years ago, but that has dried up. So the store relies on home accessory sales, but apparently that's a problem too. Nancy joins us now. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Allison.
How has business been the past few weeks?
Well, I think if you ask any small business owner, you're going to get a similar story. Things have suddenly seemed to have plummeted the last 3 weeks. People seem to be in something of a stupor as they watch the stock market plummet, and they're hanging on to their pennies.
How does it compare with what you've seen in the past for this time of year?
Normally, we're on the upswing, usually start about mid-August. We see increased sales in our store, and our outdoor business picks up as well. We were sort of going in that direction, actually, and it was almost to the day when the stock market started behaving erratically that suddenly traffic seemed to drop off.
Let's talk a little bit about the indoor business versus the outdoor business. We mentioned at the top that you did quite a bit of landscape design in the past few months, but that's had to change a little bit. Can you give us some more details about what's happened?
Sure. Normally this time of year we're getting ready to do a lot of our installations, and what we normally do is give an estimate to the customer, who usually gives us a thumbs up, and this year we have had a lot of our clients say, you know, we really feel like it would be irresponsible for us to spend the money right now, so we're going to hold off and see how the economy goes.
And then we also mentioned that you have the indoor business, we'll call it. You sort of mentioned it in that frame. Can you describe for us what we might find in your store, Grassroots Girls?
Sure. We carry everything from tabletop decorations to jewelry made by local artists. We have small pieces of furniture. We have garden containers. We do a lot of live plantings for the seasons.
You're in that tough category of things that are wonderful to get and to receive, but not necessary.
That's correct.
I do want to get down to some of the brass tacks, because this is obviously all about money. And the credit crunch, the sort of seizing up of the credit markets. Do you have people who still owe you money for work that you've done?
We do. It tends to be some of our builder and developer clients. That was kind of our bread and butter money for quite a while. We did a lot of landscape designs for them, and we oversaw the installations of our designs in new subdivisions, common areas, streetscaping. And not only has that business sadly dried up, not just for us but for them, but they're a little behind paying us for our services.
Without money coming in, how is that affecting your payroll? I mean, how many employees do you have at this point? What kind of hours are they working?
Well, Renee Azadi and I, Renee is my business partner. She and I work a lot of hours, like all small business owners do. We have one employee who works part-time, and we have another one who is more like a friend who comes in and helps us also part-time. And we've had to cut their hours back a little bit, and Renee and I are working longer hours. It's requiring a little bit more effort this year, a lot more effort, actually.
If you could get in a room with the people who are making the decisions about trying to right the economy, as a small business owner, what would you want them to know?
I would think that we need to do something about the credit freeze that seems to be affecting virtually everybody. People are having a hard time getting their hands on cash, and these are people who have had great credit records in the past and rely on those good credit records to do their purchasing and get good rates. And we need the banks behind us to get us through this tough period. And I think cash flow is a critical issue for every small business owner, and whatever we can do to get that flowing again so we're not feeling that credit crunch.
Nancy Wallace is co-owner of Grassroots Girls, a home accessory and landscape design store in Sewanee, Georgia. Nancy, thank you so much for sharing your story, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Allison.